Hello, Anne Jones with you, and this is Off Track on RN, a program which is all about how we connect to our environment. Today on the show, a bushstone curlew with an attitude, and a woman with a sleeping bag, and she's willing to use it to save baby turtles. And
every time when I'm in the garden, it reminds me of him, but I'm happy doing I'm a bit emotionally anyway. So yeah, it reminds me of him because he loves the garden. Wherever I go in the backyard, he keeps following me.
Esther Kent lives in Alice Springs, and among all of that heat and dust, she has an oasis. Her garden. For Esther, this is more than just a collection of plants. She spoke with Alice Moldovan from ABC local radio Alice Springs.
We've been in this house nearly 21 years now. First time when we came, there's nothing. It's all knee-high grass and only one palm tree. And then Steve, he picked this house because he loves palm tree. But when the palm tree is growing and have lots of seeds dropping on the ground, and he said, no, I hate this palm tree. It's too messy. Everything in this garden we plant. And he loves gardening. And
there are a lot of different types of plants in your garden. What sorts of plants do you have here?
We have the mangoes. I grow that from seeds. And then I got guavas, and then we have mandarin, tangerine, grapefruits, and lemons, and we have plums in the back, and quince.
You used to garden with your husband Steve, and he died last year. Can you tell me about what you both loved about gardening?
He loves digging on the ground. He loves get the shovel and dig everything and get some plant, you know. He loves doing everything in the ground, gardening. He don't like vegetables, plant vegetables, but all the flowering plants, he loves it. And everything, all the palm trees and ferns, practically all the ferns, hanging ferns, he loves it.
What's it like for you in the garden now that he's gone?
Every time when I'm in the garden, it reminds me of him, but I'm happy doing I'm a bit emotionally anyway. So yeah, it reminds me of him because he loves the garden. Wherever I go in the backyard, he keeps following me and he keeps me order what to do. Just move that plant there, it's not good, or plant this one, that's the plant is good there. So yeah, I'm happy to doing it. It's like a stress relief for me. And then yeah, keeping up all the memories of Steve. Every time I'm in the garden, I feel, yeah, I miss him so much because, yeah, he loves his garden. I'm really sorry. I'm happy to talk about him. That's what my coping mechanism, every time I talk about him, you know, not like other people that they don't want to talk about or mention his name, but for me, I'm happy because that's my coping mechanism, so yeah.
And I can tell that you just said you're happy to talk about him. It must remind you of him. It must be nice to think of him.
Yeah, I miss him so much. Yeah, all the gardens and everything. That's why I keep up all the gardens. Sometimes I said, no more garden because it costs so much water to buy, you know. We always buy more than 1,000 excess water every year. But now I don't care because that's why Steve's. He's happy in his garden, so I'm happy to do it, keeping up all the garden for him. It's a good memory for him.
Steve had MS. Can you tell me how it took a toll on him?
We've been married, it's like 20 years, around 21 years, but unfortunately he didn't reach the 21 years. But yes, when we got married, he's still walking that time, but I think when year 2002 or 2003, that's why his MS is like eating him up, and he slowly deteriorating until He can't walk anymore, he can't do anything. And yeah, practically I'm the one helping him, you know, even sometimes feeding himself. He can't feed himself because his hand is shaky. But before that, while he can walk around, he loves doing everything. He's outside in the garden.
Going back even further, when you were a young woman, did you have a garden?
Yeah, I love gardening. Back in the Philippines, I got lots of garden because it's all tropical, you know. Everything I could grow, I grow it. I love orchids, but unfortunately in here, I can't grow orchids because the weather is not good for them. It's too cold, it's too hot.
In the past, you've taken part in the ABC garden competition. You're taking part this year again. Tell me about that.
Before, when Steve alive, I always said, nah, it's not good competition because it's like you're bragging yourself. But now, to keep up all his memories, I love to enter the competition again because of Steve. So that's why I want to keep going in memory of Steve.
Esther Kent in her Alice Springs garden, remembering her late husband who created that garden with her over 21 years. Esther entered the ABC Alice Springs gardening competition this year and she was joint winner of the public housing section of the competition, so congratulations, Esther. And she spoke there with Alice Moldovan,